Chapter 8. December.
Wednesday, December the 1st. We got an emotional phone call from Grandma. Stick Insect has taken Maxwell and Brett to stay with Maxwell's father, who has just come back from the Middle East with lots of money and toy camels. Apparently, my father doesn't mind not living with his son, and Maxwell's father doesn't mind that Stick Insect had a baby. Stick Insect and Maxwell's father are getting married as soon as he gets his divorce. Am I the only moral person left in our society? Saturday, December the 4th. I'm having a nervous breakdown. Nobody has noticed yet, so I went to see Bert. He's my last hope. Pandora said my mental state was caused by eating meat. I told Bert I was having a nervous breakdown. He asked what was causing it. I said it was because there were no morals in our society. Bert said, "Idiot, what you need is a lot of hard work. You can start by washing the dishes." Monday, December the 6th. I was woken up at 1 a.m, 2:30 a.m, and 4 a.m. by Rosie crying. At 8:30 a.m, I went into my mother's room to ask for my dinner money and found Rosie sleeping in my mother's bed. This is forbidden by the baby books. I checked that Rosie could breathe properly, took £3 out of my mother's purse, went to school and tried to behave normally. Tuesday, December the 7th. Queenie died in her sleep at 3 o'clock this morning. Bert said it was a good way to go, and I agree with him. It was strange to go into Bert's house and see Queenie's things everywhere. I still can't believe that she's dead. I didn't let Bert see me crying, and he didn't let me see him crying, but I know he's been crying. There are no clean handkerchiefs in his cupboard. Pandora's father came to see us. He's going to make all the preparations for Queenie's funeral. Saturday, December the 11th. Bert doesn't have enough money to pay for a nice funeral for Queenie. He's very unhappy. He said, "I wanted my girl to leave us properly." I spent the whole evening phoning everyone who knew Queenie and getting them to donate money. I was called a saint several times. Monday, December the 13th. It was Queenie's funeral today. When we got to Bert's house, he was sitting on the sofa wearing his wedding suit. My mother gave Bert a kiss. Bert said, "I don't like to think about her lying in a cold box. She never did like the cold." We arrived at the crematorium. The funeral service was very short. We sang Queenie's favourite Christmas carol and her favourite song. Then, accompanied by sad music, Queenie slowly disappeared behind purple curtains. I watched in horror. Bert said, "Goodbye, old girl." I was so shocked I could hardly walk out of the room. Pandora and I both looked up when we got outside. Smoke was coming out of the chimney. Queenie always wanted to fly. The funeral tea was in Pandora's house. It was very cheerful. Bert was okay and even told a few jokes. But he's on his own again and will need to be looked after more than ever. How will I manage? I've got my exams in June. Wednesday, December the 15th. We put up the Christmas tree at home tonight. It was a bit rusty, but I tied silver paper around the worst parts. The tree looked okay when we had finished. I picked Rosie up and showed her the finished tree, but she wasn't interested. I bought a packet of cheap Christmas cards, but I haven't written on them yet. I'll wait and see who sends me one first. Sunday, December the 19th. My father phoned to ask what we were doing at Christmas. My mother said, "The usual seasonal things, George. Eating turkey, getting drunk, buying replacement lights for the Christmas tree." My father said, "Mother and I will be having a quiet time on our own, alone, just the two of us." My mother said, "It sounds wonderful. Well, I must go. A crowd of pre-Christmas guests have just arrived with the champagne." This was a complete lie. It was only me coming into the room with a cup of tea. Monday, December the 20th. School finishes tomorrow, so everyone is a little wild. The girls are doing no work at all. They just sit in the classrooms, count how many Christmas cards they've received from each other, and write hundreds more. I haven't sent any cards at all yet. I'm still waiting to see if anybody sends me one. Tuesday, December the 21st, last day of school. Thank God, I got 7 Christmas cards. 3 were in good taste, the other 4 were in very bad taste and printed on poor quality paper that won't stand up. I quickly wrote out 7 cards and gave them to a pupil to deliver. Wednesday, December the 22nd. Took £15 out of my bank account today. I know it's a lot of money, but I've got an extra person to buy for. Rosie. 9:30 p.m. I forgot that Queenie isn't here anymore. I didn't need to spend so much money. My memory. Thursday, December the 23rd. Made a list and went to Woolworths as they've got a good selection of Christmas gifts. Dog. False bone. £1.25. Nigel. Nothing. His best friend's now Clive Barnes. Pandora. Solid gold chain. £2. Father. Pair of socks. 65p. Mother. Egg timer. £1.59. Grandma. Gift pack of dusters. £1.29. Rosie. Chocolate Santa Claus. 79p. Bert. 20 cigarettes. £1.09. Sabre. Dog comb. £1.29. Woolworths was so full of last-minute shoppers that I had to queue for half an hour to pay. Why do people wait to do their shopping until there are only 2 days left before Christmas? Went to the youth club party with Pandora. Nigel caused a scandal by dancing with Clive Barnes, who was wearing lipstick and mascara. Everyone was saying that Nigel is gay, homosexual, so I made sure that everyone knew that he's no longer my best friend. At the end of the party, they played White Christmas, and all the couples danced romantically together. I told Pandora how much I adored her, and she said, "Adie, my love, how long will our happiness last?" Pandora always ruins everything. Took her home, kissed her twice, went home, fed dog, checked Rosie's pulse, went to bed. Friday, December the 24th, Christmas Eve. My mother's busy with Rosie, so I've had to do all the Christmas preparations. I got up at 7:30 and queued at the butcher's to buy a turkey. By 9 a.m. I was in the queue at the greengrocer's. At 2 p.m. I was at the grocer's with a long shopping list and Rosie's pram to carry everything home. At 4 p.m. I was at Woolworth's to buy Christmas tree lights. I had to wait 10 minutes to be served, and then there were none left. I tried every other shop I could think of. I got home at 6:15 after buying lights in a shop which is just round the corner from the house. My mother had made the room look really nice, and when we'd finished decorating it, it looked like a room on a Christmas card. My mother and I had a quick drink before Bert arrived. We put him in front of the TV with a beetroot sandwich and went into the kitchen to start preparing the meal. 1 a.m. Just got back from midnight service. It was very emotional, though I think it was a mistake to have a real donkey in the church. Saturday, December the 25th, Christmas Day. Got up at 7:30, had a wash and a shave, cleaned my teeth, squeezed my spots, then went downstairs and put the kettle on. My mother fed and cleaned Rosie, and I did the same to Bert. Then we opened our presents. I was very disappointed when I saw the shape of my present. I could see immediately that it didn't contain a single microchip. Okay, a sheepskin coat is warm, but there's nothing you can do with it except wear it. But my mother was delighted with her egg timer. She said, "Wow, another one for my collection." Rosie ignored the chocolate Santa I bought her. That's 79p wasted. I was glad when Aunt Susan and her friend Gloria arrived at 11 o'clock. Gloria's very glamorous and sexy. She wears very feminine clothes and has got a sexy voice. I don't know why she's friends with Aunt Susan, who's a prison officer, smokes cigars, and has got hairy fingers. While my mother was cutting up the turkey, Bert looked at the top of Gloria's dress and said, "Give me a piece of breast." Gloria wasn't shocked at all, but I went very red and pretended to look for my serviette under the table. I was given a glass of wine and talked brilliantly and amusingly for an hour, but then my mother told me to leave the table. One drop of drink, she said, and he can't keep his mouth shut. In the evening, I went to see Grandma and my father. Grandma forced me to eat some Christmas cake. My father didn't talk to me. He was completely drunk in an armchair. Sunday, December the 26th. Pandora and I exchanged presents by candlelight in my bedroom. I put the solid gold chain round her neck, and she put a 70% wool, 10% cashmere, 20% acrylic scarf round my neck. A cashmere scarf at 15! Pandora was delighted with the solid gold chain. She kept looking at herself in the mirror. She said, "Thank you, darling, but how do you have enough money to buy solid gold? It must have cost you at least £100. I didn't tell her that it was a cheap chain from Woolworths. Monday, December the 27th. I've just received a note from Pandora cancelling our planned trip to the cinema today. She woke up this morning with an ugly rash round her neck. It seems she is allergic to non-precious metal. Tuesday, December the 28th. Walked up and down the high street in my sheepskin coat and cashmere scarf. Saw Nigel in his new leather trousers. He told me he was trying to decide which kind of sexuality to choose. Homo, bisexual, or hetero. I asked him which he felt most comfortable with. He said, "All three, Moley." Nigel never could make decisions. Friday, December the 31st. Bert has asked if he can stay till New Year's Day. My mother agreed, but she took me into the kitchen and whispered, "Bert can't live here forever, Adrian.
I can't look after a small baby and a geriatric at the same time."
At 11 o'clock, my father phoned to wish us all a Happy New Year. My mother's face went a bit funny, and she invited him round for a drink. My mother looks really nice again now that her figure's nearly back to normal. My father arrived at 11:45. At midnight, we all stood round Bert's chair, kissed, and wished each other Happy New Year. Pandora phoned at 1 a.m. to say Happy New Year. The Braithwaite's party sounded good. I wish I'd gone there instead of being kind and staying at home. Went to bed terribly scared. I have my big exams this year.